Okay, I just want to go through a few principles, right? I'll try to make it like one page, right? So we're looking at the page after, this is a different one. Basic principles of prayer, okay? Basic principles of prayer. Okay, remember Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve actually had continuous access to God in the Garden of Eden, right? When they actually initially started in this world, okay? When God made them. But what actually happened? What did he ask for? Did he have pen? Oh. Okay. Because of sin, our communication with God was broken. Alright, we all know the story, right? Communication with God was broken. And so, for men to get close to God, it is impossible because man does not want to come close to God. Man actually every time wants to run away from God. Okay? Man always wants to run away from God. So, but, you know, do you realize that man actually needs God? Do you realize we cannot function without God? Do you realize that? Okay? So, maybe ask Weiqi, Weiqi, can you live 2 days without your papa mama? Why? We all need God. Your children don't ever grow up thinking you don't need God. If you have that thinking, you are in big trouble. A lot of people think they don't need God. But at the end of the day, when something happens, they realize they... Do you realize even a non-believer will pray when you are in trouble? You don't believe God. But say, oh my... Why you want to mention a person that you don't believe in? Of course, you use it as swear word. But you know what is interesting? Some people, when they get into trouble... Uncle Johnny knows one American, he's from Mauritius, okay? And he was in the Vietnam War, you know Vietnam War? Okay? And there was one time he was really hit very hard, really. I mean, he was in the Vietnam War, he was hurt. And, you know, in the middle of the whole war, he was getting desperate already. He said, this is madness, this is crazy. And in his desperation, he said, God, if you're out there, I believe you, but I don't know where you are. I need you. And so, interestingly, the moment he landed on the shore, he's actually a seaman, a navy man. So, as he landed on the shore, first church he came to was a Baptist church in America. So, it's interesting. Then, you know, thank God he got saved, and after he went on. So, we're not in the Philippines. Okay? But remember, we all know we need God. Even as teenagers, as children growing up, for all of us, we all need God. Okay? So, some basic principles of prayer. The first point is, we as Christians have the privilege of access. Okay, that's the first point, privilege of access. Let's turn to, not Genesis, I'm sorry, Exodus 33. Okay, I'll give you all verses that you all can read. Okay, maybe we'll start with, Ethan, you start Exodus 33 verse 20. Then Joanna, you can turn to Matthew 27 verse 51. Okay, Phoebe, Exodus 33 20. You listen to the Bible, what it says,
He said, Thou canst not see my face,
for
there shall no man see me and live.
Okay, the Bible says, there shall no man see me and live. Do you realize, in the Old Testament, no one can appear before God, just like that. Alright? And so, because of that, no one can have access to God. Only the high priest in the Old Testament had the privilege once a year to go into the presence of God. Alright? Okay? Now, what happened later? Matthew 27, verse 51. Okay, the Bible says when Jesus Christ died on the cross, they say the Jewish temple, there's this big metal, not metal, this big stone curtain. Okay, stone curtain, whereby it separates God from the people. Okay, it separates God from the people. And the time, interestingly, when Jesus Christ said it is finished at that very moment, the Bible says, firstly, there's an earthquake, and the stone curtain, the veil, was suddenly crack in the middle. Okay? Remember the stone wall blocks man from God. But when Jesus Christ died, the stone wall broke. What does it signify? It means as man, we have what? Direct access to God. Direct access to God. And that's very, very important for us because we don't have to go to the pastor. We can pray at home. Alright? So that's one thing. First principle, remember, if you are a Christian, you have the privilege of access to God. Okay, number one. Number two, in John 16:24. Hidato means up to now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask so that you can receive. The joy may be full. Jesus invites us to ask Him. Not only do we have access, Jesus actually said, come, ask me. Alright? The next one, Matthew 7 verse 7. Okay, now it shall be open unto you. Okay? So this invitation to ask, right? Ask. Okay? What's so special about the word ASK? What's so special about the word ASK? Ask. Ask. Did you get that? Ask. A. Seek. Knock. Ask. Praise asking. Okay? For children, you can use and remember that. Okay? Asking, seeking, and knocking. Alright? Matthew 7. Okay, the next one. First one is the privilege, excellent number, invitation to ask. Thirdly, how do we pray? Okay, we're going to talk about how do we pray. In Luke 11:13. Okay. John 14:13. Lovely.
And whatsoever we ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Okay. John 15:16.
He has not chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. The fruit should remain, but also in me, shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you.
Okay, so what do we say first when we pray? What do we say first when we pray? What does the Bible say here in John 15:16? Anything if you ask of who? The Father. Okay? It's a very important principle for all of us to understand. When we pray, we always pray what? Dear Heavenly Father. Okay? How do we pray? We pray to the Father. Okay? We pray to the Father. John 16:23-26. It's a lot, isn't it?
Can you tell therefore, and when ye shall ask nothing, very, very, I say unto you, whosoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give to you. And when ye shall ask in my name, and I shall not unto you, that I will pray
the Father. Okay, good. So Jesus invites us to pray to the Father. We ask of the Father. Okay? We ask of the Father in the name of? You all know, right? In the name of? The Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just read some verses. John 14:13-14. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do. Verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay? So John 16:24, just now we read it. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive. Okay, so that's why we say in Jesus' name. Okay, it's very clearly in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, then the next one, let's turn to Jude 1:20. Jude 1:20. We pray to the Father. First, children, listen, I'm going to ask you after this three very important. Who do we pray to? In whose name? And how do we pray? Okay? In Jude 1:20, we pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Jude 1:20, okay? Okay, let's read together, shall we? Jude 1:20. Okay, you want to read it? Ready? 1:20, ready? 1, 2, go. But ye, beloved, building yourselves on the most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay? So, how do we pray? To the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the Holy Ghost. What do you mean by praying in the Holy Ghost? What do you mean by praying in the Holy Ghost? What do you mean by praying in the Holy Ghost? Anyone? There is no proper praying unless we pray in the Holy Ghost. Because it is the Holy Spirit that teaches us in our hearts how to pray. Many people, many people verbalize prayers. Many people can verbalize prayer, but genuine praying requires the help of the Holy Ghost. Does that make sense? Genuine praying, yes, that's right, excited about that. Genuine praying actually requires the the help of the Holy Spirit. So many people actually pray, verbalize prayer, but what is good, even maybe the adult or more mature Christians really learn this. Genuine prayer must depend on the Holy Spirit. What do you need? Okay, genuine praying, actually we need to depend on the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 26. It gives us a little bit more clearer idea what it means. Okay, Romans chapter 8. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27. Okay, let's read together, okay? Maybe we have the ladies read verse 26 and the guys read verse 27. Okay? Ready? Romans 8, 26. Ready? 1, 2, go. The ladies?
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for, and so on. But the Spirit itself
makes intercession for us with groanings
which cannot be uttered.
Guys, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Okay? It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to pray. Sometimes when we say, when we want to pray, we don't know what to pray. Children, when you pray, you realize sometimes you don't know what you want to say. Adults also have the same problem. They don't know how to articulate their prayer. They don't actually know how to actually pray in the proper way. You realize in those times it's the Holy Spirit that actually touches our heart, brings things to our mind, and then we pray about that. So sometimes, especially in Singapore, when we pray, we are very paiseh. Okay, certain things, yeah, but don't say that, because otherwise someone else. If God actually wants us to pray for something or about something, you can be sure that thing is important if it's in the Holy Spirit driven. Okay? We need to depend on the Holy Spirit when we pray. We look at this verse, there's a few things. Number one, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Infirmities has the idea of weaknesses, sicknesses. Okay? Because we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. Okay, like, I ask you, okay, Ethan, what do you want to pray for your PSLE? Sorry? Okay, you want to pray for good results? Now, it's interesting when people actually ask, any prayer requests? A lot of people will say no. Okay? Try to concentrate here. Alright? Do you realize why sometimes people don't say they have no prayer requests? Actually, it's not that they have no need. Think about that for a while. Maybe they have not learned to translate their need into a request to God. Does that make sense? God wants us to ask, just like a little child, a parent talking to a little child, what do you want? Okay, you want to milk? Okay, the parent actually wants the child to be able to articulate it properly. Children, have you ever wondered, does God know everything we need even before we ask Him? Yes, right? Why in the world does God want you to pray? Since you know what I need already, why? You just got very bored. Sorry? good try. Because He wants us to practice asking. Because the more we learn to ask, okay, for children to develop speech, they actually have to talk. Okay? But you know, for us, God wants us to ask so that we understand what it means to depend on Him. Otherwise, we'll do things ourselves. Okay? Alright? And sometimes, if I know God well, sometimes He messes up, He not messes up things. Sometimes He doesn't do anything until we ask. Did you know that? Because also, there's a Bible verse in James chapter 4, where we have not because He asked not. Alright? Okay, the next one. We continue. We will have, Sister Kim, if we turn to 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14, Sir Jamie, 1 John 3:21, Sister Maria, 1 John 3:22, and then Sir Charlene, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Okay, that's where that was referred. Okay. Okay, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14.
And this is the
ask anything in His will. This is a confidence. If we ask according to His will, He will hear us. Example, what are some things that we know is definitely God's will? What is something that we know is definitely God's will? Sorry? Salvation of loved ones, definitely. It's actually, so when we pray for someone to be saved, is it God's will? Absolutely. Okay? You know, even in the ambassador in our church, we need to actually have more mindset. Lord, maybe as a church, please pray for so and so, we need to be saved. Because it is the will of God. God will hear. That's His will. In fact, that He enjoys hearing that kind of prayer, because then He gets to move and He gets to encourage us when we see God moving. Anything else that we know is His will? The one thing very much I often pray for is reconciliation. Okay, between God and God, man and God, man and man. God and God, man and God, and man and man. Reconciliation. Because that's God's will. That's the whole principle of ambassador, be reconciled to God. Spiritual life, but in a horizontal life. Okay, friends be reconciled, family be reconciled. Okay, so any other things that God's will, that we know when we pray, God will hear us? Unity of the church? Unity of the church? It's interesting, if you study Ephesians 4, you realize God had already given the unity in the first place. I think a very simple example, the fact that realize when God put you in a family, He's already given you unity from the start. It's a given. You know why? Okay? Because like Ethan, you belong to that family, Mr. Kim, Azar, Sarah, you're all in the family. The unity is already given. You're bound by blood. You guys are family. Anything happens, you will automatically come together. Okay? But because of our descendants, because of our human nature, we fight the unity. Okay? That's why consistently we need to pray, God, help us to draw close to You and to one another. Okay? So in His will, the next one, 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. Okay, the next principle, if our heart don't condemn us, that means we know we're not living in sin, or we are trying our best to walk with God. We are walking in sanctification. In other words, we are obeying God, we are doing the right things, as much as we know how. God just expects us to do our best with what we know. Okay? God says that if our heart don't condemn us, then we know that God will hear us. Okay? And the next one, 1 John 3, 22.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
Okay? So God says that He hears us because we do His will, those commandments, and do things that are pleasing in His sight. That means we don't need to do we have a heart to do. In fact, we don't need to do let's say if a driver and those taking PSLE, they give you one paper and you say, no, Mama, I don't need to do one, I do two. I'll spend my time, I'll focus. I do those things that are pleasing in the sight of the authority. Does that make sense? When we move on and you realize whatever request you have, God will hear us. Okay? And you know, in the context of this, today it's in cheerful, willing obedience. Okay? And in the context of this, what is the obedience? Do you realize what is the obedience in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22? If you read the context, the Bible says that we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. The thing that is pleasing in His sight is loving the brethren. It's loving the brethren in the context of 1 John 3. And God says, I will answer your prayer when you love the brethren. Of course, it actually opens up to obedience in all areas. But specifically, 1 John 3 is actually loving the brethren. Okay? And the last one, Hebrews 11, verse 6.
Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Okay. How do we pray, children? We need to pray by faith. What is faith? Well, not quite. What is faith? What is faith? Sorry? The substance of things, so far the evidence of things. But what does it mean? Okay, I always remember this. This is sub. You know, sub is like submarine under. stand, we get the word stand from. So faith is the foundation, the under foundation, understands. Faith is the foundation of the things we hope for. The evidence of things we do not see. Now, children, how many of you were looking forward to the prayer retreat? You were, right? When did you know about the prayer retreat? About 1 or 2 weeks ago, like, maybe. But okay, let's say 2 weeks ago. Huh? Okay. Has it started yet? 2 weeks ago? No, right? But inside your heart, prayer retreat. Right? Then I know you wake up. Hey, what day is it now? Yeah, 3rd of September only. Right? Oh yeah, 4th one. Oh, one more day. That is actually, in essence, because of his faith. Because you're looking forward to it, you believe in it, you know that it's coming, you have put confidence that it will happen, it's been planned for, and so the underlying belief that drives you is the faith. Does it make sense? So which means that if we say we are Christians and we pray, but then after that after we pray, oh God, please save the person, then we just go and do something else and don't care about it, there's no faith. And at least one thing I want us to understand, when we pray, expect to receive. Because otherwise there's no faith. Expect to receive. One thing I've learned in the van, getting the van and getting things from the Lord. We need to expect. You don't expect it when you ask for in the first place. And you know what? Underlying, it must be by faith. You know, hopefully it's making clearer for us to understand the fact. You know, sometimes as younger children, maybe, you know, teenagers get distracted, that faith becomes interfered with. But God wants us to focus. When we come to God, we must believe that He is. And that is a starting point. When you ask for something, you need to know that God has already given it. Okay, there was one guy, his name is, what's his name? Nisu tribe. James Fraser, he's actually a missionary to the Lisu people. Okay, I think we may have seen that last year in the mission, during our mission conference. James Fraser was a very, very, I think he had very good results in engineering. Okay, he had very good results in engineering, and he was graduating from his final year. But God spoke to him and asked him, how is it possible that still many, many people have never heard the gospel? What if God comes today and no one have, no one has gone to tell these people? And so he decided to make a decision. He went to the mission field. He went to Hartfield, all right, whereby people didn't come to Christ after many, and he was under difficulties. Until he learned one thing. He learned that when you ask for something, you need to believe that God has already given it. Especially if it's in His will. Like for example, you ask for the salvation, God says, it's my will. I will do it. So really, I've asked God, it's just when. But you know, as you carry that faith, that's why many people who trust and obey, God brings things to pass. Okay? You have to ask by faith. Okay? Okay? So, the last part, okay, a few things about faith. Number one, we don't have faith in prayer. We don't have faith in prayer. Okay? We don't have faith in faith. Oh, as long as I have more faith, our God will give. No. We have faith in God. Our faith is in God. Our faith is in the Lord. Some people say, I must pray harder. I must pray more. Yes, it's good to pray more. But you know what? As you pray, make sure your faith is in God. Not in the praying more. Jara always, who was saying that in your reading? He who prays more, you know, it's not very spiritual. Okay. Right. Apparently there's one phrase that says sometimes when people pray more, it doesn't mean they have a lot of faith. Maybe they're just trying to drum up their faith. Okay? But you know what? As we pray, remember, it's not faith in lots of praying, but faith in God as we pray. That means when we talk to God, we expect to receive from God. Okay? Some postures of prayer. Okay, children, there are a few postures. Okay? When you pray, how should you... What kind of position should you be when you pray? Kneeling, okay? Any other posture? Any other position in prayer? You can kneel. What else? Okay? You can sit. Okay, what else? Correct? What else? Okay, kneel, you can sit. What else? You can stand. Okay, what else? There's one more. There's one more in the Bible.
Lying.
Lying down how? On your head or on your face? On your face, not this way. You think we pray like that? We okay? Literally, last time when people pray, their faces face the floor because it's a mark of humility before whoever they are worshipping. Okay? So these are some of the postures of prayer. And usually in prayer retreat, we pray kneeling down. Okay? I can't kneel, but some people have problem kneeling, you can sit. Okay? The key thing is actually kneeling down actually forces us to concentrate. Because it's not easy to kneel for quite some time. Alright? Any questions on these principles of prayer? Okay, children, you need to remember this, okay? Alright, you need to remember this. What we'll do is we'll take some prayer requests as we go along. Then after we'll actually practice the prayer. Alright? Asking God for things. Okay, let's go around. Are there any prayer requests from people? Okay, let's pray that this evening there will be some people coming to pray for their safety as they travel. Okay? So maybe let's go around. Let's pray for Joanna.